Quick heads up, you probably don't want me as your coach. Just use AI. You can guess your way through it. You'll get there eventually, assuming you've got plenty of time and zero urgency. Comfort zones are cozy, growth isn't. If compliments make you squirm, if you swat away praise like a mozzie, if you'd rather just keep things exactly as they are, well, I've got bad news for you. You'll actually grow with me. People around you will notice. Some won't love it. You'll also get accountability, like actual accountability, not like the I'll do it next week kind. We accept this in sport, coaching, feedback, standards, but in life, apparently that's optional. So if comfort's the goal, yeah, I'm probably not your guy. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Running the other morning, and as I tend to, the brain's processing and thinking, creating, and I was thinking about the concept of coaching and why would anyone do it. And then I was thinking, there's a heap of reasons why not to. Heap of reasons. So here's my best reasons why I wouldn't get coaching from me. The first one is just jump on AI, get guidance there straight away. I'll use that. I have, not for coaching so much, but to help me with some of the gaps in my skill set. So yeah, that's a perfectly reasonable alternative. You're going to get there eventually. Wherever you're trying to head, you'll get there eventually. It's going to take you time, and you're going to have to learn the hard way, and you're going to have to make mistakes and learn from them and continue to adapt and evolve. So you're going to get there eventually. It's just a time thing. So if you're happy to take your time, yeah, don't worry about it. If you're someone that's uncomfortable with compliments, that you don't love, no, I can relate to that because for a long time I couldn't receive compliments. Maybe you're someone that struggles for even someone to give you a small gift. You're always saying, "Ah, no, it's fine. Dismissing compliments when they come. Actually, feel a little bit uncomfortable with kindness and support, well then, yeah, my coaching's not for you because I'm going to give you all of those different things. And if you're happy to stay in that place of comfort, you don't really want to stretch your comfort zone, you're just happy doing what you're doing and keeping the status quo, again, carry on. It's coaching's not for you. And it's going to be challenging. Like, growth is challenging. You don't suddenly overcome everything and you're good to go. Like, getting coaching is challenging because you're going to be, based on what you say you want to achieve and what outcomes you want, well, then there's going to be certain things you're going to need to do differently, which are going to challenge you. It's going to challenge your thinking, going to challenge your emotions, and it's going to challenge your ability to move past the cycle that you've been repeating for a long time. So if you're not ready for that, if you're not ready to grow, if you're not ready to give back more, then yeah, you want to just keep going with what you're doing. You don't want to start reaching out to coaching, and you certainly don't want to get it from me because they're the sort of things that I'm going to really be pointing you towards. Here's a big one. If you're not ready for this, then yeah, you're definitely not ready for coaching. And is when you grow and when you change, this will trigger the people who are closest to you. It'll trigger friends, family, and yeah, people don't like change. So if you start showing up a bit differently, even subtly differently, it's going to have a ripple effect. Now, ultimately, that ripple effect is going to have a positive impact. But initially, yeah, I'm going to be honest, it's going to be challenging. It's going to challenge them and their reaction to your change. That's more than likely going to be challenging as well. It's part of the process is people going, I'm doing this and I changed this and now this person's upset and this person's reacting that way. Yeah, that's normal. There's a certain rope that we all hold on to in our relationships of this is the rope that I know. It's familiar. I know how this person shows up. And when that changes, it can be difficult. And you would know this from people that you've seen go through change, better for better or worse. And sometimes the rope that they used to hang on to, their relationship with you, you've let go of that rope because it's no longer serving you. So if you're happy to just continue to do things for the benefit of others and for your own detriment, well then, yeah, I don't want to see you. You're not ready. And the other thing is that if you're not ready for accountability, if you're not ready to have someone to call you out when you've said you want to do this, you're going to do this, and you're going to take on this challenge of changing how you operate to get a better outcome for you, if you're not ready for that accountability, then you're definitely not ready for coaching. So really, what I'm saying is that you have to be ready. And if you're not ready, that's fine. Continue listening. Like this, I do this because I love sharing these messages. I do it because some people may never get coaching, and that's 100% fine. Because no one needs a coach. You don't need one. You continue your life without one. If you want to progress from where you are, if you want to speed up the process, if you want to go beyond just getting your mental health back to parity, but you actually want to kick on to take on new things, well then, yeah, get a coach. My new series, I don't know if you've checked it out. Actually, you wouldn't have checked it out because I haven't released the first episode, but it's called The Long Game. And I've already done my first interview. I'm interviewing people that I've coached many years ago to talk about where they're at now, some of the massive achievements they've had, the things they're tackling now, and all of the impacts that coaching continues to have for them in a positive way. So that's something to look out for. Because it will. It'll change the trajectory of your life. You'll never want to go back to where you were before. Yes, it is going to be challenging. There's going to be moments where you're like, do I really want this? But when you go to your heart of hearts, you're always going to answer the same way. I can't keep living the way I'm living. I can't go back to the way I used to live. And I know I can't do this alone. Because in sport, we don't do things alone. Even the great Roger Federer went without a coach for 6 months and then he realized that he just couldn't do it on his own. We need support. We need someone to give us that external guidance, to bounce ideas off. Some of the really creative people I'm coaching at the moment, they have the best ideas. Just need someone to bounce it off. So that's great. Let's put some structure on that. What else do you need here? Maybe you need to connect with this person. And they get so much out of it. They're actually turning their creative ideas into reality. They're not talking about it. They're not moved to the next creative idea, thinking of the next one and the next one. And then they've just got this string of ideas left in their wake. It's like Les Brown says, the wealthiest place in town is the cemetery, because that's where old dreams go to die. That's where all those ideas that you had go to die. The ideas that you never acted on. So what's the wealthiest place in town? Because so many people just never act on these ideas. They never actually, not even complete, they never start some of those projects that they just know would be so good for them. They know how good it's going to feel in the doing of it, the satisfaction, the fulfillment, and they know how good that's going to be in the finish. So if you're ready for that, on the other hand, then yes, find someone who can help guide you. I've often coached people after they've done a fair bit of psychology. The psychology is important where it's important, but then if they're looking for more strategy, for more things that they can go and do themselves, because they've got to the point where there's only so much talking they can do, they feel like they're talking the same things, they're just crossing the same, yeah, just going over the old ground, well then that's when you need some strategy, some guidance, some coaching. Like I said, in sport, we have someone there giving us feedback, congratulating us, building us up when we do things well, suggesting where they could do things better to improve their performance, all of those different things. So why would we do life any different? Why would we think in life we don't need anyone? Have you said yourself to yourself, I just feel like I should have this sorted myself? Everyone else seems to have their shit together. That is the most common thing I hear from people. No one has their shit together, and you aren't going to sort everything out on your own. Mate, there are so many things now that I have a support team for because I just can't work it out myself. You can't see the picture when you're in the frame. Something for you to ponder. Are you that person that's not ready for coaching, that shouldn't speak to me? Or you're at that point where at least you need to start thinking about what is the next step I need to take to actually act on this, so that you're not sitting here at the start of 2027 thinking about what if. I'll leave you with that question to ponder. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.